You're listening to English O'Clock 2.0. Hello and welcome to English O'Clock 2.0. My name is Julia and this is Bytes, episode number 14. And today I want to talk about something that a lot of people, and by a lot of people I literally mean billions and billions, of people use every single day. It's a means of transport that has become essential in the lives of many, many people. And especially if you live in places where public transport is maybe not as frequent as you would like it to be, that's where you would probably get one and use one on a pretty much daily basis. So today I want to talk about cars, but not in general. I want to, this is probably going to be one of two or one of three Bytes episode about cars, because it's such a big topic. I didn't want to cram it all in today's one. So let's get started. Before we actually dive into vocabulary, I want to point out something that I learned not too long ago. So when we talk about cars, we don't talk about the brand of a car, no como diríamos a brand of, I don't know, jeans or a brand of a phone, right? We talk about the make of a car, la marca de un coche. So in Spanish, you probably have marca or sometimes firma for pretty much everything. From like firma is probably more for clothing, pero marca de bolso también puede ser, o firma de bolso is also possible, right? So that's what you have in Spanish, as far as I know. But in English, it's different. So we have brands, no marcas también, brands for products, and makes for machines. So marcas, no, como Volvo, Mercedes, BMW, Mazda, Volkswagen, Toyota, etc. Those are car makes and not car brands. And I find this quite interesting because I didn't know about this. I didn't know about this for most of my life, actually. In fact, if you go into the Oxford Learner's Dictionary and you check the definition of make, what comes up is the name or type of a machine or piece of equipment, etc., that is made by a particular company. So I, for myself, I kind of decided brand, lo que utilizamos en plan de ropa, teléfonos, etc., and then machines and equipment, that would be a make. Right. So the next subject that I want to discuss is the different types of cars there are. Now, I'm not going to dig super deep into this, but I do want to give you at least the main ones, like todoterreno, berlinas, etc., right? So what kind of cars or types, what types of cars are there? So you have sedan. Yes, you're right. It's pronounced just like sedan, right? Sedan. This is American English. In British English, it's saloon or saloon car. And it's la berlina, right? So it's a car with four doors and a trunk. Then you can have a coupe, and a coupe has two pronunciations, two valid pronunciations. You can say coupe or coupe, es decir, acentuando la U, coupe, or acentuando la E en coupe, right? So it's a car with two doors. It's a car with two doors. Then you can have a convertible. A convertible es un descapotable, right? Now, it's interesting because obviously the weather in Madrid is so much better than in Hamburg, and you would not believe how many convertibles there are in Hamburg and how few convertibles there are in Madrid. And I do think it's, I mean, obviously if in here in Madrid, in summer, you do not drive with the windows open. You just put on the air conditioning and job done. And in Germany, when it's nice and, you know, hot, like 28 degrees, or there's a nice breeze, it's nice to have a convertible. So there are a lot more convertibles, descapotables, in Hamburg than in Madrid. Then we have the SUV. We don't say SUV, we say SUV, que sería un todoterreno. An SUV, I didn't know about this. I found out today. SUV stands for Sport Utility Vehicle. S, Sport U, utility, V, vehicle, SUV, sport, utility, vehicle. I had no idea. Then we have the minivan, que sería un monovolumen, so a car with probably around 8 seats that holds 8 people, right? We can have a sports car, un coche deportivo. We can have a pickup truck, which is not very common, I'd say not very common in Europe, super common in the US and Canada. It's translated as camioneta, but I don't think camioneta is the correct term for it. I found pickup, kind of the Englishized word. It has kind of like an enclosed cabin, tiene como una cabina encerrada, and then it has an open cargo area, pues sitio para cargar cosas, no? So if you type in pickup truck, what comes up, well, that is what it is. Then you have a limousine, una limusina, pretty self-explanatory. And then the last one that I want to point out is a station wagon. That is probably not very common in Europe either. Funny enough, a friend of my parents, he had a station wagon, a gray one. I think it was a Citroën. I'm not sure. I don't remember. And it is also translates as camioneta, but it's not really a camioneta. So it's like pickup truck, camioneta, station wagon, camioneta, but it's not really camioneta. It's kind of, remember the Ghostbusters car? It has kind of a longer back. You know, it has a lot of cargo space as well. That would be a station wagon, right? So a pretty long car with loads of cargo space in the back, but it still has 4 seats, right? So the driver's seat, the passenger seat, and then the back seat, right? Station wagon. So we have a sedan, como se llama sedan, yes, a coupe or a coupé, a convertible, an SUV, a minivan, sports car, pickup truck, limousine, and a station wagon. Those are the 9 that I wanted to point out. Okay, now let's leave whatever car we have, be it a sports car, a minivan, whatever we have, in the car park. And it's funny how we don't say parking, right? In Spanish, we say, lo dejamos en un parking. Parking, in English, doesn't exist. I mean, I am parking the car. En ese caso, estoy aparcando, yes. But no es el sitio donde aparcamos el coche. So that is either car park or parking lot. And you can obviously also park it in a garage or a garage if you want to pronounce it that way. And of course, you can park it on the street, en paralelo. So that would be to parallel park, no? Aparcar en paralelo to parallel park. You can park en batería, and that would be angle or perpendicular parking. So what is the difference? So en paralelo, lo sabemos todos, paralelo al bordillo, right? En batería is normally when you have a car, not normally, paralelo es cuando aparcas paralelo a al bordillo, a una pared, lo que sea, and you're next to another car. You're right next to another car, and then angle parking is like perpendicular parking, pero en un leve ángulo. So that's, you know, we have to parallel park, y en batería sería angle parking or perpendicular parking, depending on si es en ángulo recto o si es en ángulo un poco más angulado, right? And then if you just want to pick up something or drop off something super quickly, and by super quickly, I mean super quickly, you could maybe for 5 seconds, double park, que sería ponerse en segunda fila, but only if you don't bother anybody or if you, you know, don't hold up traffic. So this is where you can, well, obviously you can leave the car in a car park, a parking lot, in the garage, or on the street, parking en paralelo, parallel park, en batería, angle or perpendicular parking, or maybe double park if needs be. So we've seen what kind of cars there are, and we know where we can park them and how we can park them as well. Now let's take a look at the outside of a car, right? So I'm going to go from front to back. I'm not going to be super technical. All of these words are probably words that you should know if you drive. So we have the front bumper. Front bumper. Bump, like, bueno, pues como un bultillo, ¿no? Front bumper sería el parachoques delantero. If there is a front bumper, I can tell you straight away that there is probably also a rear bumper, but we'll get there in due time. Right, then we have the grill, que es la rejilla, which you can find between the headlights, que son los faros, right? So it's usually a piece that adds to the car's facial expressions. I don't know about you guys, but I sometimes see that cars have faces. You know, if they have round lights, they are kind of like happy cars. Or if they have like, square or rectangular eyes, they have a more serious expression. It's just in my head, right? So the grill, la rejilla, it adds to this expression. As I said, headlights son los faros. And then on the sides of the headlights, you have the blinkers or the turn signals, que son los intermitentes. Now, be honest. Be absolutely honest. Do you always use your blinkers? Are there times where you don't use them? I'm going to be honest, and I think I use blinkers 95% of the time. Sometimes if I'm, you know, driving by myself and the road is super empty, I probably wouldn't signal that I change lanes, right? But if it's about leaving the roundabout, no, la rotonda, that's a must. And a lot of people don't do that. Anyways, the next light would be the hazard lights. Que son las luces de emergencia. Hazard lights. Then we have the license plate. Or the number plate in British English, if you want, que es la matrícula. Then we go a little bit further up and we have the hood, like neighborhood, no? Or Robin Hood. Or the bonnet, que sería el capó. So that's what you open when, I don't know, when there's smoke coming out of your engine. Or if you want to check the oil, you open the hood or you open the bonnet, el capó. A little bit further up, we have the windshield. Or windscreen. So windshield is the American term. Windscreen would be the British term, que es el parabrisas. And where there is a parabrisas, there are usually windshield wipers or windscreen wipers, que serían los limpia parabrisas. Windshield wipers sería americano. Windscreen wipers would be the British version, para limpia parabrisas. Then we go a little bit sideways and we have the side view mirror. It's also called the wing mirror in British English. Y es el retrovisor, o los retrovisores, right? The wing mirrors or the side view mirrors, pues lo que tenemos en ambos lados del coche. Then we have the roof, que es el techo, and some cars have a sunroof, que es el techo solar, so the one that you can kind of open and let light and air in, right? It's kind of like a window on the roof. Un techo solar, a sunroof. Obviously, we have doors, right? We have windows, of course. The doors have handles, tiradores, right? And then the whole kind of skeleton of the car is el chasis, no? In English, it's chassis. I had no idea. I thought it was chassis. I thought it was pronounced chassis. Well, guess what, Julia? It's not. It's pronounced chassis. Chassis, el chassis, ¿no? Then we have the front suspension, que sería la amortiguación delantera. And guess what? Amortiguación is another word that confuses me with amortizar y amortiguar. So those two words join my long list of bandera bandeja, trastero trasero, pimiento pimienta, camisa camiseta. So, you know, I have my weird words too. So you're not alone if you confuse certain words in English, like kitchen and chicken. This happens to us as well. So front suspension would be la amortiguación delantera. Then we have the fender, that's guardabarros. So that's what you find kind of on like over the wheel, right? And speaking of wheels, well, we have the tire that has two spellings, by the way. So T-I-R-E would be the American spelling and T-Y-R-E would be the British spelling for neumático. Y si se pinza el neumático, you have a flat tire, right? Llantas would be rims, una llanta, rim, dos llantas, two rims. And then you have the wheel, que es la rueda. Next one is the rear suspension. So we saw the front suspension, que era la amortiguación delantera. Now we have the rear suspension, que es la amortiguación trasera, obviously, right? Then you have the gas tank, or the petrol tank in British English, if you want, que es el depósito. So the typical thing, ay, ¿en qué lado tengo el depósito? Ábreme el depósito, ¿no? So this is like this little flap that you open to put gasoline, petrol, gas, fuel into your car, right? El depósito, gas tank or petrol tank. Some cars, not all of them anymore, I don't think, have an antenna or an aerial, que es la antena. Then you have the trunk, if you want, in British English, the boot, and a new word would be the tailgate, que es el maletero. I always say trunk, that's the American word, and that's what I learned, and open the trunk, or, you know, I put it in the trunk, lo metí en el maletero. As I said at the beginning, because we have a front bumper, we have a rear bumper, so if a front bumper es el parachoques delantero, obviously the rear bumper has to be the parachoques trasero. Trasero, no trastero, by the way. Then we have another set of lights, which is los brake lights, las luces de freno, right? We also have the reversing lights, que son las luces de marcha atrás. So once you put in when you want to go backwards, right? You would see those reversing lights. Sorry about that. I just received a message and I didn't put my phone on silent. Right, so reversing light, luces de marcha atrás. Then we have also, some cars, not all of them, have reflectors, son los reflectores, right? And then you have the exhaust pipe, que es el tubo de escape, right? And that's it for today. I don't want to go inside the car. But I can tell you this, next week we will talk about the inside of the car. Well, not only the inside, but the two insides, really, of the car. So what is under the bonnet or hood? Acordaros que era el capó. So what is under there? What you can find under the hood? And what is actually inside the car? And I think... if not next week, the week after, we'll do some related verbs to driving, to the car, etc. So do not miss next week's Bytes episode. Right, so let's review. We looked at different types of cars, right? The sedan, the coupe or coupe, convertibles, SUV, minivan, sports car, pickup truck, limousine, station wagon. We looked at where we can park, right? Car park or parking lot, garage, on the street, and how we can park. En paralelo to parallel park, en batería, angle or perpendicular parking, or just double park en segunda fila. And then we looked at things like front bumper, the grille, the hood or bonnet. So I always gave you the American and the British version. The first one is American, the second one is British. What a sunroof is, we talked about the chassis, how it's not pronounced chassis, but chassis. We looked at what a fender is, que el guardabarros, that we have a front and a rear suspension, and we also have a front and a rear bumper, what kind of lights there are, right? That we have reflectors, we have reversing light, las luces de marcha atrás, brake lights, las luces de freno, that we have hazard lights, las luces de emergencia, which you have in the front and in the back as well. The blinkers that you also have in the front and in the back. And then the headlights, que serían los faros. So that's it for today. Let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if you have any doubts. I'll be delighted to help out. Remember, this is only episode number one about the cars and the world surrounding cars. Next, we'll go into the car and see what you can find there. So again, thank you so much for listening. Let me know if you have any questions. Have a wonderful afternoon, evening, and I will hopefully see you in the next class. Take care. Bye-bye.